Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've talked a lot about the Jets coaching situation. We don't know about the Giants situation. So I want to bounce off a couple of teams to you.
Yes.
And you tell me, I guess what I'm curious at is how many vacancies do you think that we are going to have on Monday or Sunday night, Monday morning, and let's say usually Tuesday at the latest. So I'm going to give you a list of teams.
Okay.
We'll go down. We'll start in the AFC. And I mean this when I say this, and they're not bad. They're 8-8. But Mike McDaniel, is he safe?
Yeah, I think Mike is safe. I think the biggest concern moving forward is obviously Tua and the health concerns. But I think he's fine. Like the Dolphins, they're still scrappy.
They are, and they're still alive.
They're still alive. They're not out of it.
But he's taken a beating this year.
Well, I think to all his—I mean, he gets applauded for having this kind of mad scientist mindset when it comes to offense. But obviously that offense was built around Tua with being with the quick strikes, on time with the football. It was geared around one guy to be able to do his job. When Tua was out of that lineup, they fell flat. And I think that's been the biggest criticism because I think great systems, it doesn't matter who's in that position. Mm-hmm. The system works, right? You don't need obviously you need the orchestrator. But anyway, I think Mike is fine.
Okay, because he was answering. We talk about how tough the media is in other places. You know, 2 weeks ago, he's at the podium answering questions about if he thinks his job is safe, which is interesting.
I didn't think he was in the hot seat.
Yeah. I don't know if he is or not, okay. But the media down there was asking him about himself and Greer going forward. Should they remain? And do they think
and
that
they lost a lot. I think people forget they lost a lot. They lost Ron Hunt to the Panthers. They lost some significant pieces. So, and the OBJ thing flopped on them.
Yes, it did. Very much so. All right, the Jets we know. What about Gerard Mayo in New England?
It's tough for me to talk about Gerard because I know him personally. Great guy. Was a hell of a ball player.
I can't believe they'd move on after 1 year.
Then but, I don't. No. I think, all right, so you think they're committed to him.
Fair enough. Yeah. All right. In the Browns, I would say no. I would think they're fine. It's more about the
Stefanski
quarterback. But you think. I think more he'd quit more so than get fired. I mean, the quarterback play was quarterback play. The quarterback play was atrocious.
Yeah. No, I think Stefanski's fine. I think, to your point, it's more about who's going to be throwing the football.
Agreed. All right. Jacksonville, what are they doing with Doug Peterson?
Oh, he's gone. I think he's gone.
So that's number two. Yeah. Tennessee, no, they just hired him. He's not going anywhere, right. I wouldn't think. No. The Raiders, we think Antonio Pierce is gone?
Looks like it. I think a lot of people are saying. And AP's a hell of a dude. I got a lot of respect for him.
And I love that they actually stuck with him last year because the team did play. And they've played for him down the stretch. Like, that's another team. The quarterback position's brutal.
It's everything. When it comes to keeping a coach, dealing with a rough season, I think a lot speaks to how this team continues to fight for him, play. What does the optic look? You're talking about the guys giving up. Like, when you talk about Mike McCarthy, those guys are still playing for him. You're talking about the Raiders, they're still playing for him, right? Like, all that matters, especially when you feel like, man, if we had that one guy at the quarterback position, this is a different – we're looking at this team in a whole different lens. So, I think that all matters.
All right, so we've got three, we believe, on Monday in the AFC. In the NFC, I will ask you what you think. What is the future of Mike McCarthy in Dallas, or will that be an open position next week?
Listen, I told you my opinion yesterday. If I'm Mike McCarthy, I'm walking away. I'm not giving.
So you think you think the Cowboy job will be open?
I do think it would be open. I think if you're Mike McCarthy, it was fun. You did the best you could. I think the Cowboys are on their way to having eight head coaches in 32 years or something like that. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have to go find another
one. He's been
one.
Very patient. Jerry Jones with Jason Garrett and Mike McCarthy, and even Wade Phillips, for the most part, he's been very patient.
Sure. And sometimes it just don't work out for whatever reason. But I do think we talk about what does Mike McCarthy offer is getting the best out of your quarterback. He did that with Dak. Now Dak is going on his second big-time injury, torn hamstring.
Yep.
Like, we don't know what that looks like for him next year.
True.
So if you're Mike McCarthy, get out while you can, especially on a high note. And then if I'm the Bears, I'm calling Mike McCarthy. Like, hey, man, I got a young stud that we need to figure out. Can you be that guy?
He could be in demand.
I think he'll be a hell of a
certainly possible. And those guys, by the way, those guys did do a good job in terms of the regular season. They won a lot of games. Never did anything in the postseason aside from a win here or a win there. I'm going to save them for the last. All right, we know the Bears. That's an opening that we know about, obviously. No. Good. The Saints we know is available. 100%. Panthers. Probably gets his first year. Bryce Young's played better.
They're not going to.
So that's fine. Okay.
Getting a new head coach is, that's a lot of turnover. It's a lot of turnover. It's a lot of trust. It's a lot of rebuilding with trying to do everything within a year. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But you got to be committed to your guy if you feel like you believe in him.
And I would think the West there, I mean, I can't imagine anything's happening with Shanahan, Gannon, and Seattle with the Rams. So that looks like that's it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But I did leave one team. As you sit here today on December 31st, if you had to place a wager on red or black at the roulette table, red's out, black he stays.
Love roulette.
Is Brian Daboll staying?
I think he stays. I don't think Mara wants to.
All right, so you think 6 is the number then?
Yeah, I don't think Mara wants to turn over again. I think he just doesn't want to go through it. I think he feels like if you get a quarterback in here, bringing some reinforcements, the Giants could be a different team. I think it's hard for an owner to go vet another head coach and another GM and come up with another plan and another mindset and another structure to help a team win when you just really had to just keep grinding and figuring it out.
All right, so with all of that said, out of the Jets, Cowboys, Bears, Saints, Jaguars, and I'll give you another one. They've played great, but there's been a lot of rumblings around Zach Taylor. He's not going anywhere. You wouldn't think.
No, I think Joe saved him.
I would agree.
Yeah, Joe said, I think he's fine.
So out of these 6 then, you've got the Jets, Cowboys, Bears, Saints, Jaguars, Raiders. Mm-hmm. What's the best job? What's the worst job?
I think right now the worst job is unfortunately the Jets.
Really? See, now that's interesting because we sit here and laud the talent and we think they've got players. And you would, why? Just because collectively it's a disaster?
I think collectively it's a disaster. I think it's really hard for a head coach to come, a motivator that can, you got to understand, like, the core of this team, and I'm talking about the Sauce Gardeners, the Quentin Williams, mm-hmm. the Elijah Vera Tuckers, the Garrett Wilson. Like, these guys walked into that building, being drafted, having one thought in mind. We were going to change the culture mm-hmm. and the perception of New York Jets. Nothing has gone right for this team.
Nothing has
gone anything remotely close to what their expectations were. And now, with a Hall of Fame quarterback, it seems, and we said this yesterday, it seems like it's worse than how they started. I mean, so I don't know if you're a head coach, how do you shock life back into those guys? Again, I'm sure things could turn around within a year. We've seen coaches do that. But that's a daunting task, man, to get guys to believe, especially after last year. You know, there was a perception, well, once Zach goes, we'll get Aaron and we'll be up and running. Like, we got everything we need. We got a defense. We got an offensive line. We got everything we need. We'll be fine. And that has failed. So now you're talking about this young group who's getting, like, Garrett Wilson's up for an extension, right? You talk about Sauce is going to be up, Brees Hall is going to be up, all these guys are going to be up. Now you have the core of your team questioning if they even want to be in the building playing for this team.
And a meddling owner.
Yeah, so I think that's a lot to kind of conquer if you're a new guy trying to get this team back on par.
So the Jets are a worse job than Joe. I guess they got Trevor Lawrence. All right, so you got the Jets as the 6th best out of the 6. What is the best job? If you could pick a team out of the next group, Cowboys, Bears, Saints, Jaguars, Raiders, you would go where?
I think the best.
And everything encompassing. It's the quarterback that you have in place, but also the foundation of the team and the front office and what you think where you can win and win for a long time. And relatively quickly.
I think I may sound crazy. I think the Bears. If you get an offensive line for Caleb Williams, that team is, I mean, they're right up there with competing with the Packers and Vikings. I really believe they have a defense. It's just the offensive line is atrocious. And I think Ryan Poles has made some tough decisions with trying to orchestrate that group. You know, they signed a guard, Nate Davis, who was had a lot of red flags. But Ryan Poles, being an offensive line, former offensive line himself, believed in him. It just didn't come into fruition. I think they started like two or three backups. I mean, they only one solid piece for the offensive line for the Bears is at the right tackle. But everybody else, I mean, they can go.
Yeah.
So I think once they kind of get an offensive line in front of Caleb, I mean, they'll be damn good. I mean, they have talent. I mean, DJ Moore,
for sure.
Keenan Allen, DeAndre Swift. Like they got guys that can cold commit. They got guys that can go.
And they were 4-2.
And I like Caleb Williams. He just has to. He has to understand this is not the college game. You got to be on time with the ball. You got to go through your progressions. Yeah, he can make any off-platform throw possible, but he also takes a lot of bad sacks. So
there you go. Six openings, we think. And that's sometimes we've had as many as 8 or 9. 8 for sure. I don't know if we've had 9. We've had 8 before.
I'm trying to think if there's a surprise fire that may.
Well, I think if there was going to be a surprise firing, I think it could be McDaniel. It could be Zach Taylor. I don't think that there's any of these other teams. Shane Steichen in Indianapolis.
Oh, yeah.
That's been a weird season, and Sunday did him no favors.
Correct.
Did him no favors. I should have put him on the list. That I forgot. Or 100%. At least ask you about him.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they've had enough of him. I have no idea. Shanahan would be mind-blowing, to be quite honest.
Well, I only threw that out there because I think I don't know how long you can hold on, right?
Yeah. Have a lot of good players, though.
Still a lot of good players, still a lot there, but I don't know. I just feel like this year was a big blow for him.
Yeah. Oh, it was 6-10.
Correct.
Not great with one more to go.